Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Media is provided by UK2.net. Web hosting for the Bagel Tech Empire. Bagel Tech Media. All of the technology for gadgets, gizmos, audiovisual, and home entertainment in the modern world. Bagel Tech Media is part of the Bagel Tech Network. Find this and other great shows at BagelTechNews.com. And now your host, Kyle Swagger.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of Bagel Tech Media. Yeah, kind of a new fast-paced format. Loving the idea. Hope you guys are, too. Of course, this is the show. We're talking about everything from the internet and in into your living room. It's all covered weekly right here in Bagel Tech Media. Got a lot of media tech news going on this week. Everything from Sonos to Warner Brothers and Facebook to the whole Fox asking Time Warner, that whole debacle about over the whole app deal. We got you all covered in this week's show. So without further ado, let's get it started. Sonos controller has been delayed for Android once again. Yeah, we were supposed to be getting it towards the end of last month in March. Of course, now it is April 1st. And no, it is not an April Fool's joke. It really isn't coming. According to what Sonos is saying, the CEO, that is, we know you're anxiously awaiting the Sonos for Android controller. Unfortunately, the testing is still taking a bit longer than we anticipated. The latest addition to our free controller lineup won't arrive until sometime in April. Probably expect it at the end of April. Is what I'm thinking. Come on, Sonos, get your act together. Well, it was announced just a few weeks ago that Warner Brothers would, of course, be putting some movies into Facebook, and they've decided to expand on that now. You're going to be getting Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Ooh. Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets. Oh, boy. Inception. What else? We got Life as We Know It and Yogi Bear. Yeah, Yogi Bear on Facebook. Now, don't forget, though, these movies can only be watched in Facebook, so you can gather around the whole family right in front of the computer and watch Yogi Bear with that little small popcorn. Ah, life on Facebook. Ain't it wonderful? Listen up, all our Canadian listeners. It looks as though Netflix has struck a deal in Canada with Paramount for premium pay TV, which is giving a really a window access covering exclusive subscription television rights and also to first-run films. Now, currently, like in the U.S. Netflix store, you've got like access to Iron Man 2, which has actually already been available in Canada since the 25th. But in the U.S. right now, you can't get like Titanic or Zoolander. Yeah. Oh God. We all want to see that film, don't we? You know, these kind of things. Now it looks as they're trying to get a little bit more of the distribution rights who, you know, various small players are trying to get everybody living in media harmony. If it could only stretch across international borders, it would be lovely for you and me. Fox has told Time Warner Cable to stop streaming its channels onto consumers' iPads. Yep, that's right. You remember Time Warner came out with an iPad app, and basically what it lets you do is, you know, your Time Warner Cable service. You can sit there and watch everything, every channel that you get through Time Warner Cable right on your iPad. Fantastic idea, right? Well, Rupert Murdoch doesn't think so. Kind of stupid, don't you think? I mean, come on, Rupert. It allows you and the people to watch your channels anywhere in their home at any time that they please. Wouldn't you want that kind of distribution? Well, apparently not. Now, what's really funny about this, the app has been so popular, really. Time Warner has set up a site called I Want My Time Warner Cable TV App site. You're supposed to go there, tell them how much you love the app. That way they can submit this to people like Fox and Rupert Murdoch, and you can pretty much tell Rupert Murdoch where to, well, you know. Radio Player has launched to our friends over in the UK. Really what it is, it's a hub of all of BBC's radio stations and a host of commercial offerings. Now, this thing is going to have 157 stations right out the gate. And basically, any radio station can join the offering with the condition that they tailor their output to a digital environment. And basically, another 150 more are going to be doing this in the coming weeks. This thing looks really, really cool. Now, what does it actually give to you? Well, it gives you a powerful search engine, basically allowing you to pick your favorite offering from the non-airwaves, as well as on-demand programming, podcasts, and various other things. And then you just go away, and then you just listen to it. It's a fantastic idea. Hopefully, it's going to take off, and hopefully, the BPI won't decide to sue the service so it can continue. One of the biggest stories this week was, of course, Amazon launching, well, pretty much, it's cloud streaming basic music service, really, isn't it? And it's a storage locker. You buy your MP3s at Amazon, and you can store it there up to 20 gigabytes for free once you purchase that first album. Fantastic idea, right? One problem, Amazon didn't really ask the labels for permission. Now they're trying to get licensing deals with the record labels. Now, one person, one label that's reluctant. Yep, you guessed it, Sony. They're feeling particularly disgruntled over the move and actually saying that they're leaving their entire legal options open. And another rep actually said they're just calling this another land grab. That's right, another place. Now, I can understand because Sony has their kind of music streaming service going, and this kind of directly competes with it, doesn't it? Oh, these music labels, when will they get it? You'd think they'd be happy because people are actually buying music and storing it at Amazon. Makes me scratch my head. Well, it looks like Hollywood has finally made this thing official. DirecTV, Comcast are going to start offering that premium movie service, that video on demand, $30 rentals. You remember that? You're thinking, yeah, right? No. Well, apparently Hollywood thinks you're going to be paying that. Yeah, you're going to pay $30 for a rental movie. Sorry, Hollywood, I don't think so. The thing about this, what makes it so special, you get it 2 months before the actual release date. Meanwhile, on torrents, you can actually get it probably, you know, 4 to 6 months. But hey, don't pay attention there, and that's crappy quality anyways. But yes, $30 on demand. And movies, can you imagine it? Now, theaters aren't very happy because they're saying it's taken away from ticket sales. And also the movie industry is saying, hey, look, you know, we don't even know if these things are really going to be even DRM'd. Trust me, there's going to be millions upon millions of DRM on these things. So you a fan of Major League Baseball? Well, guess what? It has kicked off. The season's officially started, and you can watch it free on your iPad or your iPhone via the game streaming app for Major League Baseball. It's apparently going to be supported by Volvo for 1 month, and you had to pay, of course, $15 for the app on your device. But once you have that, you get access for free for all of 1 month. Of course, after that, you have to pay for the service. This is a fantastic idea. I don't know if it's going to work on the Apple TV yet. They have not said, but we got things like NBA and now Major League Baseball. It's all through the App Store. If they can get this thing on the Apple TV, it'd be fantastic. All I can hear now is, hello, NFL Sunday Ticket, where are you? The Virgin Media TiVo box has been given a very, very cool update. The BBC iPlayer app finally is out of beta. It's been in beta for very long now. Several bugs, of course, have been ironed out and all this stuff. It's supposed to be moving all so smooth now. Now, the BBC catch-up service has been very, very popular on Virgin Media, and this extension of the full app into the Virgin Media TiVo box is very, very good news for, yes, you, the consumer. I wish other media outlets around the world could actually do what the BBC player and Virgin Media are doing right now. Wouldn't that be lovely? Good on you, BBC. We love you, Virgin. And for our last media tech news story for the week has to do with Sony's Crackle. Yeah, horrible name. Kind of remember it? Well, it was launched way back in 2007. And this week it was announced that the full library will be streaming to your Sony PS3, your Sony Blu-ray players, and your Sony Bravia TVs. Plus, at no additional cost, your Roku boxes. How did Roku manage to get in there with all the Sony products is I don't know. I don't know how they did it. Good on you, Roku. But what you're going to be getting with this thing, 480p. Yeah, you heard me right. Standard definition video. Not great. Also, Hulu-style commercial interruptions, which I guess is, you know, it's okay. It is a free service. So expect that if you're watching, you know, your favorite movie, you're going to have those commercial interruptions. All in all, you can't complain too much. It is free, but you're still locked in the Sony universe, pretty much, except for Roku. That does it for this week's episode of Bagel Tech Media. Want to get a hold of the podcast? It's simple to do. BagelTechNews.com is the destination. Bagel Tech Media is the show page. Get subscribed over there. We're also found, of course, in iTunes. We can be found on Twitter as well, Twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. And you can find me on Twitter at Twitter.com/KyleSwagger. If you got a media tech story and you want it on the show, BagelTechMedia@gmail.com is the place. Get your story in right there. We'll get it on the show. See you next week.